This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Some signs of progress in the ongoing trade war between the United States and China, Zara Shakely reports.
The Chinese state news agency says Beijing will lift punitive tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods ahead of trade negotiations. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision to postpone a planned October the 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports to October the 15th. Hopes are growing that the two sides might defuse a prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth, but there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in their sprawling conflict over trade and technology. The two sides are preparing for talks in October in Washington. I'm Zaria Shakili.
U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have met three times since June of 2018, and Trump says round four could happen soon. VOA's William Gallo reports from Seoul.
The departure of Trump's hawkish national security adviser John Bolton may help, says former U.S. official Dennis Wilder.
I think that the North Koreans will be happy.
John Bolton famously referred to the Libya model for North Korea's denuclearization, an unnerving image for Pyongyang, as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed by U.S.-backed rebels after giving up his nuclear program.
You just take a look at what happened with Gaddafi. That was not a good statement to make, and it set us back.
If talks do eventually restart, the format they take will be crucial. That's because if the U.S. and North Korea are to make actual progress on a nuclear agreement, it will take nuclear experts, a meeting much more substantive than Kim and Trump shaking hands. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA. The new U.S. policy effectively denying asylum to nearly all migrants arriving at the southern border is being enforced. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
The Trump administration has begun enforcing a tough new asylum policy that was affirmed by the Supreme Court Wednesday. The new policy effectively denies asylum to all non-Mexican migrants who arrive at the southern U.S. border. A spokeswoman for Homeland Security says the policy will be retroactive to July 16th, when the Trump administration initially announced the rule. Under the rules, asylum will be denied to anyone arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border who did not seek asylum in the country or countries they passed through first. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency said on Friday that this policy could have dire implications on people in urgent need of protection. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in Geneva, UN Refugee Agency spokesman Andrei Mechich said all people must have access to full asylum procedures and international protection. Authorities in southeastern Spain say flooding caused by continued heavy rains in the region claimed another victim on Friday, bringing the weather-related death toll to three. Although the weather seemed to be stabilizing, forecasters say several regions remain on red alert, and water management officials say rivers in the area are still in danger of overflowing. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg addressed the crowd of other youth demonstrators Friday in a protest and march outside the White House to demand action by the U.S. government on climate change.
This is very overwhelming, and to just never give up, we will continue, and see you next week on September 20th.
September 20th is the day Thunberg and potentially millions of other kids around the world will participate in a global climate strike to call on politicians and government leaders to do more to address the climate crisis. Thunberg is in Washington for several days of rallies and lobbying efforts in advance of the climate strike, and she will address the UN Climate Summit on September 23rd. The leaders of South Sudan and Sudan have agreed to reopen border areas between their countries in a bid to boost trade and the free movement of people. Despite Sudan's 21-year civil war, which led to South Sudan's independence, Sudanese Foreign Minister Asma Mohammed Abdallah said that Sudanese and South Sudanese are still brothers and sisters. Planes flew at London's Heathrow Airport. This despite plans by climate change activist group Heathrow Pause to disrupt flights by flying drones. I'm Steve Karish. R&B.